Recording started.
Good morning. And welcome to our 10 at 10. Where we just take a moment in our busy schedules to just deepen down and be a little bit more mindful than perhaps we hitherto have been. Just to be in the moment, to be in the now, and is to connect with the divine that is always present at every point in space and time. I'd like to start this morning with a psalm from my favorite interpretations of psalms by Nan C. Merrill. And this is Psalm 127, which says, "Unless you, O divine creator, build the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless you watch over the city, the watchers stay awake in vain. For it is in cooperating with you from morn to evening, eating the bread of life and grace, that we rest in peace throughout the night. Reverence the sacred gift of life that nourishes all. Who will grow in wisdom, abandoning themselves into the chalice of love? Who will open themselves to the imprint of love's gifts upon their heart? Unless you, O Divine Spirit, make your home within us, we wander through life in vain." So if you haven't already, I invite you to bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the rising and the falling. And as you do so, pay particular attention to really expanding the lungs and dropping the diaphragm and taking in as much of this wonderful, life-giving breath that you can possibly do. And slowly, as you release it, release all the tensions, the worries, the concerns, the angst. Take another deep, deep, life-giving breath. And slowly expand and release and contract. And let's take our final deep breath in. And allowing the wonderful, purifying oxygen to circulate around our body, nourishing ourselves. And as we exhale out, releasing all that no longer serves us. And so truly, as the psalmist said, we are seeking to grow in wisdom and to abandon ourselves into the chalice of love. Love is who we are and why we've been created. Love is why we are here and to what we are to express. Love of the infinite source of all that is. Love of ourselves. Love of each other. In this moment, we are opening ourselves for love to leave its imprint upon our heart. so we can truly be that expression of love that we were created to be. And so in this truth, in this awareness, in this remembrance of our essence of being, that we are love, that we radiate love, that we express love, and as we do so, we experience more love. To remain conscious of this is our mission. To remain conscious that even though when we are interacting with those who may not be loving, their expressions is simply a reminder that they are calling out to be loved. And so we must do our part to, rather than show them anything else, to show them more love, even though it may be challenging. If we are the expressions of love here on this earth at this time, and the greatest teachers that ever lived told us that we were to love God and to love one another as ourselves, then there is no exclusion in that. No matter how ignorant or shameful or mean that person may be, we are here to love. 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 So divine beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, as we consciously come into this moment, remembering the essence of our being, that we are made in the image and likeness of love, that we are here to express that very thing, love, love, love. And as we remember this truth of our being, that love is who we are and of whom we are from, as we seek to express more of that here on this earth at this time, we are truly being the vessels of God. We are truly being your emanations. We are truly being the divine expressions you created us to be. There is nothing or no one that exists outside the realm of love. As the psalmist said, we are all drinking from the chalice of love. We all desire to love and be loved. But let us be conscious that love starts with us. And so as we honor our physical temple, which is the temple of your God, as we honor the fact that you are residing in it, let us make us a place of love. So that where you dwell, you are dwelling in the essence, in the allness, in the entirety of love. Divine Beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, as we are here in this moment expressing, experiencing, and realizing the love of who we are at the center of our being, let us send that love forth in all of our interactions today and the days to come, with our families and friends, even when they test and try us, with the people we interact with as we go about our daily work and encounters, and those we encounter as we're driving, let us remember that it is love that is behind that wheel. In the supermarket, let us remember it is love that stands before and in front of us. And for those people that have hurt or wounded us, let us remember too that they are equally expressions of you. And so, Divine Beloved, let us send forth this love to our communities, to our neighborhoods, to our country. And let us extend it beyond the borders of this island, to go forth to every nation in this wonderful world, to encompass every living creature in this planet. In this moment, as we are sending forth these ripples of love, it truly is creating an effect out in the world of form. Divine Beloved, infinite creator source of all that is, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your life that is flowing in and through us. We thank you for the joy that truly is filling our souls. We know that right where we are, your presence is. When we have nothing to worry, nothing to fear, only you to trust. And so in this awareness, in this truth, in this being, we rest. And we offer up just heartfelt gratitude. And so it is. Amen. I invite you to take a deep breath in. We say our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
And so, my divine beloveds, I look forward to joining you on Sunday for our Sunday soul connection. Have a wonderful Thursday and a blessed week that's left. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you.